a workshop by the Center for Africana Studies at Johns Hopkins University and the Black Press Research Collective, titled Visualizing the History of the Black Press in the United States, sought to address the lack of digital research tools exploring the geographic scope and social significance of African-American newspapers in the U.S. Dr. Kim Gallen, founder and director of the Black Press Research Collective, assistant professor of history at Purdue University, and visiting scholar at the Center for Africana Studies at JHU, tells us more.
On a cool and rainy weekend, the Black Press Research Collective and the Center for Africana Studies at Johns Hopkins University hosted a workshop titled Visualizing the History of the Black Press in the United States. Generously funded by a National Endowment for the Humanities grant, the workshop allowed scholars of the Black Press, librarians, archivists, and data visualization experts to consider the significance of African-American newspapers and the best methods for making their history available to generations deeply invested in the power of digital tools to help us understand the past. From its inception in 1827, with the founding of the first Black newspaper, Freedom's Journal, the Black press has been instrumental in reinforcing the democratic ideals on which the United States was founded. The term Black press refers to serial print newspapers published by Black-owned businesses and represents one of the most radical newspaper traditions in the United States. The Black press is an expression of the communal focus on education and literacy and a medium for a marginalized people to make personal and collective proclamations of identity and public social value. A few short blocks from Johns Hopkins campus resides the oldest and longest published African-American family-owned newspaper, the Afro-American or the Afro. Like most African-American newspapers, the Afro has simultaneously advocated for African-Americans' rights and created opportunities for Black Americans to transform their communities. Founded in 1892, the Afro continues to be a cornerstone of Baltimore and the national African-American community. Ultimately, we selected two models on which digital narratives of the Black press's history might be developed. As the Black Press Research Collective begins the next phase of the project, we will use contemporary African-American newspapers' engagement with technology as a guide. Again, the Afro provides an example. It was the first established Black newspaper to develop a digital edition in 1995. And the paper continues to break new ground using social media to continue its legacy of service to the African-American community. In the coming year, the Black Press Research Collective will create a digital-born Black Press ebook series and geospatial visualizations of African-American newspapers' development in the United States since 1827. We seek to not only recover the history of African-American journalism in the United States, but to also pay tribute to the Afro and the more than 200 Black newspapers that continue to serve African-American communities across the nation.
Learn more at blackpressresearchcollective.org. Our thanks to Purdue Public Radio WBAA for help recording this segment. The Maryland Humanities Council is a statewide nonprofit that creates and supports educational experiences in the humanities, such as history and journalism, that inspire all Marylanders to embrace lifelong learning, exchange ideas openly, and enrich their communities. I'm Phoebe Stein, Executive Director of the Maryland Humanities Council. For WYPR, your NPR news station.